This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The weather is chilly willy today, and that's A-OK with Katie.
Heck yeah.
It's going to help her on the game. Are you smarter than Katie? It might help her. I don't know. We don't know what's performance enhancing with Katie or not.
Well,
she got prescription glasses, and we thought, oh man, everybody is done for, but...
Well, it does make you smarter.
She goes on losing streaks sometimes, and she's still kind of recovering off of one right now. Lauren, are you there?
I am.
Calling all the way from Auburn. Good morning this morning.
Good morning.
All righty. I love your energy. Katie's going to leave the studio because she does not love your energy. And you're going to answer 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. And based on how many you get right versus how many she gets right, that is how we determine the winner for the jackpot, which is only $40 today. But you know what, though? It's going to be a lot of fun to play. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eatin' Restaurants. 3 locations. One is in your town, Auburn, and the other 2 are in Roseville. Have you been to Garden of Eatin' yet?
I have.
It's delicious, right?
I think so.
Salad, sandwiches, so good. All right, here we go. Question 1. Kamala Harris closed out the Democratic National Convention last night with a rousing speech, but people were looking for Beyonce all night after TMZ wrongly reported that she was going to perform, which she never did. What Beyonce song is Harris using for her campaign? Is it Run the World, Girls, I Care, or Freedom?
Freedom.
Question 2. Donald Trump is holding a rally today with a special guest, which will most likely be third-party presidential candidate RFK Jr., who's expected to drop out of the race and endorse Trump, most likely because Trump said he would give him a cabinet position. What kind of dead animal did RFK Jr. admit that he hid in Central Park?
The raccoon.
Question 3, Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro is making another horror film. It's going to be his vision of the classic Frankenstein. He's filming in Scotland and purposefully staying in a haunted hotel to get inspired. The capital of Scotland is Edinburgh. Spell it.
E-D-I-N-B-O-U-G-H.
Question 4, the pommel horse guy, a.k.a. Steven Nedorosic from the U.S. Olympics gymnastic team, has joined the cast of Dancing with the Stars. How about that? What network is Dancing with the Stars on?
ABC.
And question 5, J-Lo has filed for divorce for the fourth time, but she has been engaged six times. And people on the internet are trying to figure out how much money she has amassed in engagement rings. Listen closely, okay? The estimate is $16 million. If the ring values were $1 million, $2 million, $1 million, $5 million, and $3 million. If the total really is $16 million, how much was the last ring worth?
$4 million.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. You were ready. You had a pen and paper with you, didn't you?
Sort of.
I love that. That was very impressive. We are live on Instagram, by the way, End1065. Lauren, where are we going today? What are you doing?
I'm going to work.
And where is work?
I work for Placer County.
Placer County. Oh, I love
that. Do you work
that.
In the Placer County building in Rockland?
No, I actually work up in the one in Auburn.
Okay, because there is a Placer County building in Rockland, and there is a bird that's making such an aggressive nest on the Placer P, and I think it's so funny because nobody could do anything about it.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know who could? A county official.
Nope.
Remove that nest.
Too high.
Oh, is it?
It's right.
Oh, that's funny. What if it's an eagle?
Right on it.
That'd be beautiful. Lauren, find out if that's an eagle.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Katie. Question one. Kamala Harris closed out the DNC. She gave a great speech. However, people were looking for Beyonce all night long because TMZ wrongly reported that she was going to perform, and she never did. What Beyonce song is Harris using for her campaign? Is it Run the World, Girls?
No.
I Care?
Nope.
Or Freedom?
Freedom, freedom, I don't.
It is Freedom.
I want freedom too.
Yep. Which has caused that song to chart again. We have it coming up before 8 o'clock. Question two. Donald Trump is holding a rally today with a quote-unquote special guest. It's probably going to be presidential candidate RFK Jr., who's expected to announce that he's going to drop out and endorse Trump.
Okay.
Possibly because Donald Trump is going to offer him a cabinet position.
Okay.
What kind of dead animal did RFK Jr. admit that he hid in Central Park?
A bear.
Yeah, a bear. I was going to ask that. Or what was found in RFK Jr.'s brain?
He thinks a worm.
A dead worm.
Yeah.
Dead parasitic worm. Question three. Oscar-winning director Guillermo del Toro is making another horror film. It's going to be a remake of Frankenstein. He's filming it in Scotland, and he's staying in a haunted hotel on purpose to get inspired.
Wow.
The capital of Scotland is Edinburgh. Spell Edinburgh.
Okay. E-D-N-E-N.
Wait, say it again.
Eden. E-D-E-N.
E-D-I-N-B-U-R-G-H.
Okay.
Nobody got that right. Question four, the pommel horse guy, a.k.a. Steven Nedorcik from the U.S. Olympics gymnastic team, has joined the cast of Dancing with the Stars.
Fun.
Yeah. What network is Dancing with the Stars on?
ABC.
Yeah. ABC. All right, so J-Lo has filed for divorce for the fourth time, but she's been engaged six times.
Okay.
So people on the internet are trying to figure out how much money has she amassed in engagement rings?
Okay.
Well, the answer seems to be $16
million. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Listen closely.
Okay.
If the ring values were $1
million, okay.
$2 million,
okay.
$1 million, $5 million, and $3 million, if the total really was $16 million, how much was the last ring worth?
Okay. Oh, got it. $4
million. That is correct. All right, Lauren, are you there?
I'm here.
Freedom, freedom.
Final score. Lauren, you got 3. Katie got 4.
Woo!
She wins again. She always does.
Somebody texted in and said, the nest at the Rockland building is a big blackbird.
Oh,
it is, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess they deserve nests, too.
Oh, sure.
Sure. All right. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. Great job, Lauren. What is it that you want to tell us?
I am not as smart as Katie today.
Not today.
Not today. We're going to have $20 as a jackpot when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.